So, but the mice is that ain't mole ain't soft. If you saw those tachizem the Rebbe by tkiyas, not all the there were people there. If you saw the Rebbe by blow tkiyas shayfer, you can't. There's no counterpart. This is the yichidus of benefer doesn't have a counterpart within the world, within worldliness. That part of you can't be evoked or accommodated or nourished. If you saw the Rebbe dancing some chasteida, even if you had a heart of stone. Al toimar mahoyer sheyamim arishonim ayutayvim eloy mechach mashal talza. The Rebbe poured and poured infinite amounts of inspiration. Nobody was spiritual. Of course you're numb. The 100,000 ruble is not here, so you're numb. Sha'al talza. It's easy to say, yeah, I'm all, I'm a chaya, today is garnished. What, it was yours? Mistake you've been garnished. The avoda is, now it's time to respond. The Rebbe gave and gave and gave and gave, payback time. You got to take his inspiration and make it part of your business. We have to be Meshan our Mahalacha Machshava. Chayusav etovshin and beis, the last kinnas ha-shluchim, the Rebbe during the Fabrengen gave a hirah. He spoke in the ancient kishluchim says to be makabal p'nei Mashiach says Keinu. The end of the Fabrengen, the Rebbe said that that everybody should learn every Shabbos the whole of Teira. So it was interesting because Chayusav etovshin and beis, the Rebbe usually wouldn't, Tovshin in the last years, the Rebbe wouldn't give such, very seldom he would give such hirahs. In the earlier years, he was, I remember Tovshin and Aleph once, the Rebbe gave a hirah that people should have more kavana during Birchas Hashacha. It was interesting. So I once heard from a shliach, how does it come into Chayisar? The Tavshin Amaz was the last sikha to the shluchim. How does it come in? So he said a good vart. I heard from my shmugger ben Sin, he told me a good vart. The Rebbe wasn't telling the shluchim you have to learn Likutei Torah every week, a hirah. He was saying that, but that's not all the only pshat. How does it fit in? The last lichus is b'makabel p'nei Mashiach tzedkenu, and every week you should finish the Likutei Torah. It wasn't an individualistic hirah. What he was telling the shluchim is, that is who you are. You are Likutei Torah. That's your identity. I don't know if you guys read Likutei Torah. It's one of the better kept secrets of Lubavitch. It's one of the better kept secrets of Lubavitch. That's true. It's a hard book. There's no question about it. We have to make the Rebbe's inspiration part of our inspiration. Sukkot Tovshin and Beis, the last year during the Sichas, the Rebbe said that the Tzemach Tzedek had seven sons, and many of them became Rebbe's after he passed away, and there was a lot of problems. And he says the Friedrich Rebbe wrote on each of them, Kvoid Kedushas Admur. On each of them. So the Rebbe said, what's the Hirah? The Hirah is that everybody, this is what the Rebbe said, it's on tape, that everybody has to become in the Bechina of Admur, in the Bechina of a Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, when the Zokta Zavart is the Chaptachon Atziter, was haste, it's Atziter. So the Rebbe said, but you say it in the Ribbono Shel Olam, everybody says, on themselves, what it says on Mashiach, the nachal of ruach chachma bina. What's pshat? What's pshat? I look in the mirror, I'm the chagrab yung. My yetzahara goes from here to China. My ego goes from here to America. What's pshat? So Machzadik said he has 2.5 chassidim. Who's the half a chassid? Reb Hillel Paritcher. Why is he half a chassid? Because the other half is Rebbe. What's pshat? What did the Rebbe mean? I don't know what the Rebbe meant. I could just tell you a pshatl, like everybody could say a pshatl. What sort of Hillel half was a Rebbe? It was competition. Pshat was, the Hillel was so bottle, the Hillel was so nullified, that through the Hillel shined forth the Tzemach Tzedek. What's pshat? Says in Chassidus always that Meshra Beinu said, I'm going to give rain. I'm going to give rain. Moshe Rabbeinu was bottled with Metzius. So he was a conduit. He was a channel. When we talk, our egos get in the way. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have an ego. He was selfless. So the Eibishter shined through him. It's interesting, Sukkos Tavshin Nun Beis, the Rebbe should say this. The Rebbe put in Kaychus to you. The Rebbe put in Kaychus to your father. The Rebbe put in Kaychus to Klal Yisrael. Du verdurach genumim mitin Rebbe. Our minds have to start thinking like the Rebbe's mind thought, Kivayachal. Our hearts have to start feeling those feelings that the Rebbe embodies. You have to become a fireball of inspiration on your own. On your own. That's the call of the moment. It's the call of the hour. We have to light ourselves up. We have to work on our egos. We have to work on our middos. People don't realize that Rebbe became a Rebbe at the age of 48. What did he do till then? Huh? Doesn't it? He didn't. The Rebbe didn't open kivayachal. The Rebbe didn't start speaking. He didn't open his mouth to speak till 50. While the Rebbe didn't open his mouth to speak till 40. Somebody once told me, Geisha Shustman told me, you should shut up for another 20 years. Is it some land enough was today? The man has a point. The man has a point. But weistach the alte vort mit that sibyl or whatever it is. But the bottom line is that he said you should shut up for 20 years. The chassid of the Mittler Rebbe was the Mittler Rebbe used to tell all the chassidim, wherever you go, you got a chazak chassidus. You got a chazak chassidus. So a guy told the Mittler Rebbe, he was a good communicator. So he said, I chazak chassidus and the people like it, and my ego, you know, grows. So the Mittler Rebbe told him, at sibyl is of the event, the chassidus of the chazak. At sibyl is of the event, you should become an onion. You know what an onion is? An onion stinks. An onion smells. You ever do the mud or whatever, you ever sit with onions, you run away to the other room. So the Rebbe used the taich, what's up with an onion? The Mittler Rebbe could have said other things. What's up with an onion? There's other things. He could have said chrein. He could have said salt. I mean, there's a lot of things that are bitter, right? He could have said black pepper. What's up with an onion? Onion is an interesting zach. An onion, on its own, it's horrible. You mix it into a salad, it gives the salad a good taste. It gives the salad a good taste. So on it, independently, the onion is horrible, but it gives the salad a good taste. Aber b'chol even, the Alter Rebbe, till Tavkuf Mem Zayin, he refused to open his mouth. Tavkuf Lamed Ches, whatever. We don't know Das Elyon, but in Das Tachten, Ayoyvul Yaren, the Rebbe was quiet. The Shimmas came out. I mean, Gazan Aganzaitz. Every midah, every tchuna. I mean, how much we can understand? It's totally refined himself, transformed himself, whatever it is. You see the picture now from the passport there. 25-24. Huh? I think you could see it on it. But the bottom line is that it's not a time to be numb. It's not a time to be cold. Medav zich onwarmen. Medav zich onufheben. Medav zich onwarmen. Loi mechach mesha'alta al zeh. We got to take the 100,000 ruble and invest it in our own businesses. In our own homes, with our own wives, with our own children, at our own Shabbos table. Abal abos, if you don't learn every day, if I don't learn every day, I get detached from the Eberster. You can't be a Ruchniz, you can't be a Yid without learning, without davening. I know personally, if I get up and for what I'm Eberster, I don't have a davening. Before davening, I couldn't think 10 minutes. I couldn't learn an hour before Chassidus. The davening is not good. The whole day is driven by my animal soul. To get in touch with your divine soul, you have to work. You have to dig. Tanya Perek Membez, you have to dig. How do you dig? You have to learn. It's boinanus. You got to reflect. You got to get in touch with your neshama. You have to daven. You have to learn. Then you get in touch with the inspired part. And then when you talk to your wife, you're an edle mensch. You talk to your children, you're a chassidus shayid. You go to business. You're a good person. You're a moral person. You're a godly person. You're a fireball of inspiration. To rely on giluyim. Al toimar sha'alta, it's borrowed, and now you got to pay back. We got to pay back. Sinish gring. Sachoshach kafulim chupol. Amazing sibir shatiya. That's how the Ebershter wanted it to be. We don't know why. Aber azeya te gewolt. Dafen me sich starken. Me dafen reinspringen in the yam. And we have to light our own lantern. You got to believe in your lantern and believe in other people's lantern. You should know that today, all Chassidei Chabad who have a positive attitude and they go out and they conquer, they have a success that's unbelievable. I grew up with Bachim in my class. I'm going to use not a nice word. They, in the class, they were shlemazolim, batlonim, wimps, losers. They weren't shaykh to anything. Yeah? Today, I visit them, that they're shluchim. Unbelievable. Mom, in yeshiva, they were losers. They couldn't put a sentence together. They go out. I went to such a guy. He invited me for a Shabbos. I thought, you know, that in Hubman, that in Apar Mendelbaum, you know, the magnet in the Chabad house works overtime. Everybody's magnet works. You know, you have the... I stand corrected. I shouldn't have said the name, Echbat Mechila, whatever. But if he hears the tape. But I don't get bitten before. But the bar, as I begin, Kumarain Friday night, the guy has gotten come out 300 Eden, sophisticated, Gvidim, with ties, Mekomt. Guys who have a positive attitude. Today, okay, this is a taka medafna chreden, the machleikus and chabad gufa, tzimtzum is kipshutay and not kipshutay. That's as the night continues. But the Indian is, kula alma meidi. In tzimtzum there are four shittas. You know the letter. The chevra learned these in yonim. They don't know. There's a concept called tzimtzum. It's one of the doctrines of the Kabbalah. It's called tzimtzum. Okay, but nachreden. The bottom line is loy mechach meshal talza. We have zich ufeben, we have zich anwarmen, and the bachlim of today have to be the role models to internalize the inspiration. No matter lo meilch, stuff coming from in the venek. L'chaim. I personally have a very big nefesh of Bahamas. Ain't kind of mocking you'd be stamless to describe my nefesh of Bahamas to you. Right. That's part of the nefesh of Bahamas. That my nefesh of Bahamas. If you would know Rabbi Wiener, if you would know my Yetzer Hara. Just to wissen sein. As me alle haben grace fette Yetzer Haras. Even Rabbi Shustam in Atta Yetzer Hara. Avodas Hashem, to serve the Eibershter, is a hard thing. The Radatz Chain sent on the Friedrich Rebbe after the Rebbe Rasham passed away. Ich hab keinem und nicht gesehen, als er lebt nicht bei mir. He said on the Friedrich Rebbe, I never saw such a lev nishbur like the Friedrich Rebbe. Such a lev nishbur, that's a brach in our hearts. In Tavshin Yer Aleph, there was a chassid, his name was Itcher Golden.
He wrote a letter to Zalman Sabransky of Zalman in Australia, Melbourne. Shepparton, where were they then? That's where there's the old Chassid Feiglin, the Bershe Zalman Feiglin, the Gekumen. I think he moved to Shepparton. So the later Mishpachas were also there, so the Zalman Sabransky received letters from Ichke Golden. So in Tovshin Yilav, he described to him the Rebbe, he wrote a description of the Rebbe, he wrote, Afreilicher zu brochener Isha Laki. A joyous, broken, godly person. It's a Chassidish definition. But I want to talk a moment about the struggle. There are bachrim sitting around the table. Some of you I know, some of you I don't know. Some of you know me, some of you don't know me. The Rebbe once told somebody about one of the big misnagdim. Nicht ich kennem, nicht erken mir. Ich weiß nicht, was will von mir, was hat von mir. Ich weiß nicht, was seine Snagdis zu mir. Seiden sie da in einem Trappens von Graf. I don't know him, he doesn't know me, I don't know why he opposes me. He says, the only explanation is that he has in him drops of the Vilna Gaon. Anyway, I said to him, I'm all the self. Seiden er hatten sich Trappens von Graf. So, many of us have a lot of struggles. Struggles. Not easy. It's a nishgring. There's tension, and there's a mulchama, and there's a combat. And you know, when you're a bocher, you gravitate to extremes. So when you're 16 years old, or when you're 17, or when you're 18, you wake up one morning after a long fabrengu with the Talmidim Hashluchim, that mit uns darf it's mit Breudi, it's mit Lipska, it's mit Kivman, ich weiß wer dort. I don't know all the names. I'm mixing the smicha with the schlucha. The Rebbe at Amosim Chasteira, he said a lot of names, and then he said, ich hab sie gesagt an Rebs. Ich sag ich also, Reb, nehmt alle Rebs und seid sie mit Zaref zu den Namen. So the Bachen verbringt an all-nighter, a little shishi with the Mashpiyu, with the Talmidim Mashluchim, and a veint abissel, a tanzt abissel, you get up on the table, you hang out, mit Zacht Lechayim, you verbringt, and you decide, I'm becoming a Chassidus Shabbacha, and everything is great and beautiful and splendorous and magical. And for 3 days, your mom served the Eberster. Ah! Davenin is like a geschmack, the Mephtzayim, everything. And then Tuesday afternoon, after Thursday night, you're walking on that Balaklava or on Carlisle or on Alexandria, Chves on Hotham, whatever it is, and you see somebody, and suddenly the fill starts. Ich bin nicht das achsende Shabbache. Ich hab feine Taivas. Or you go to a Shabbos meal in somebody's home. Or mezet emitzin, or meshmuz mit emitzin. Suddenly, ich bin nicht das achsende Shabbache. Or you get onto your email, whatever it is, and suddenly you see you're not such a holy person. You got a lot of stuff going on. You got a lot of impulses, and I'm sure nobody relates to this. Impulses, and instincts, and drives, and cravings, and urges, and the bachar shayadin is the chay shayadin, it's a brent afayish, and your passion is flying high, and suddenly you see that you have a lot of taivas that weren't part of the lo shishi for bringing, right? The Rebbe is not the only voice in your life. You have a lot of other voices in your life, and some of them seem much more powerful. So you tell yourself two types of bachur. One bacha says, the chevra here, the bacha was off in heaven, zayin and da. So one bacha tells himself like this. One bacha, the real losers, I don't mean to be personal. The real guy, the real chevra say, listen, I'm not going to be a con artist for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? I don't need Itcher Springer to tell me I'm a chsuda shel bacha. Well, you don't even... Okay, yeah. I don't know. Whatever, I don't need them to look at me and say, oh yeah, he's a chassidus shabacha. He's going to get a good shlichus. He's going to get a good shidduch. I don't need that. I don't need to play a double, to have a double face.
Double life.
A double life. I don't want to live a double life, which some guys do. They live a double life. Really inside they know they're rotten. They're not rotten, they're just animalistic and self-oriented, and they have a lot of whatever moans and different elements going on in their identity and big yetzaharas. But they want to go through the system with flying colors. So you have a double face and you have two personas, which means two personalities. And to some friends you show this. To some friends you show this. Thursday night you get shikir. And Mitzvah Shabbos you go chvesel. That's one guy. Problem is, that's a real loser. Im la Shem l'chu acharav. Im la Baal l'chu acharav. You know, Gershon Schusterman was once bringing with us. He said like this, what's the difference between age 10 to 20, 20 to 40, and 40 to 60? He says, I'll say, at the age that the 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, a lot of us are busy thinking, how do other people look at us? How does this guy look at me? What does this guy think of me? You want to impress this guy, that guy, that guy. You want to be in this clique and this clique. You want to be friends with this guy. You're busy and you make sure that your life is in such a way that people like you and chalu v'chalu. Once you hit the age, this is all the early years, starting from 10 to 20 and then 30 till 40. Once you hit the age of 40, you decide, I really don't give a hoot what anybody says about me. That's what your fathers, that's their point. Your fathers came to that stage. You know, I don't care. I want to wear this. I'll wear it. He doesn't like it. Who cares? I don't care what he says or he doesn't say. So he's looking at me funny. I have a right to my own life. That's the age of 40. At the age of 60, you come to realize that nobody was ever looking at you. Nobody really gives a hoot about you. Yeah, but that takes till the age of 60. I'm not there yet, so I don't know. I'm still busy impressing people. The first stage. I'm not even at 40 yet. You're hitting there. Soon you'll stop impressing people. But so the ma'ase is, what's am I get at? Oh, but still there are bachrim. If you're a deeper guy, you're not interested in impressing anybody else. So today there's a big inyan. I want to be honest. At 16, I gave it a try. At 17, I gave it a try. At 18, I gave it a try again. At 19, I gave it one last try. Enough is enough. I'm not going to be a con artist for the rest of my life. I got to be open and real. I have impulses. I go out to the street. I know what I feel like. I go to a Shabbos table Friday night in Melbourne, and I sit around the table. I know what I'm interested in. V'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli. And that's about it. You know, enough with double faces. Talk a lot of holy books, and a lot of nice verbringings. And Yankee Wiener is a passionate guy, and a real guy, and a funny guy. But, you know, I gotta be real to myself. That's a second type of bach. Kum dal terebetz again, and Tanya peirik chavzayin. There's like two spanim. So Tanya is the Likud HaTorah. Tanya is the manual for the soul, and Likud HaTorah is the novel of the soul. What's the difference between a manual and a novel? You buy a computer, you buy HTML, you have a manual. You buy a tape recorder, you buy a new telephone, you buy a mobile, that's the name here, it comes with a manual. The manual says, if you press this button, you'll erase the data. If you press this button, You'll reclaim the data. It's a manual. A novel is not manuals. A novel describes what the Gan says. Tanya is the manual for the soul. Lukuta Teda is the novel. It's the novel of the Jewish soul. If you want to know the Jewish soul, you got to. Lukuta Teda is the novel. The ups, the downs, the dramas, the close to death experiences. Basically, every maimer is a close to death.
Near death.
Is a near death experience in Lukuta Teda. It's unbelievable. Listen, this is the Mashpiyim. The Mashpiyim have an obligation to demythologize the abstractions. You have to bring down the abstractions. Every maimer, near death experience of the Jewish soul. Me liba shamayim vimchalicha vatzdi b'aretz. Mamala kalamun tzeviv kalamun is a ha'ara da'ara da'ara. He wants atzmos. You know what I'm talking about. The novel. Whatever, it's the novel. Tanya is also a shtiklach novel, but it's mainly a manual. So the Mela, Tanya Perek of Zion, the Alter Rebbe made a revolution. What was the revolution of the Alter Rebbe? The Alter Rebbe said the purpose of the Jew, of the human being, is to struggle against the demons in your heart. It's not bad that you have demons. It's the way it was supposed to be. Ulai lekach nivra. You were created to combat your demons. To combat your yetzahara fachatas nurim. Av dem bist du bashafen gewollen. The Alter Rebbe says, don't get depressed. If in the morning you get up to Shmoneh Esrei, you know how we daven Shmoneh Esrei. You start Admis Vasai Tiftach Fi Agati Lasecha, and you tell yourself, today I'm going to think what I say during Shmoneh Esrei. I'm going to think every word. Baruch Atah, blessed are you God, Elokeinu Melech Avraham, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. Suddenly, you thought you were going to think. Suddenly your mind goes to Balaklava, to Carlisle, to New York, to Hawaii, to Alaska, to Montreal, to wherever you're from, and before you know, to breakfast, to what you're going to tell Rabbi Cohen about yesterday, v'chuli, v'chuli, before you know it, Sim Shalom. And you say, wow, this guy's fast. When did he do this? I don't even remember. Sim Shalom. He tells us, interesting. Tavaila, I thought through, I got to fix my mobile, I got to talk to this one, I got to pay this bill, I got to make up a lie for my mother, whatever it is. B'chlal, you should know that Shmoneh Esrei is the best time to think about this. Why? I'm giving you an Eitzah Tova. Because then you're on an elevated level of consciousness. So your mind is working much faster. So you'll see Jews, the best business decisions, the best stock investments, everything. I know my best speeches during Shmoneh Esrei. Because Shmoneh Esrei is Pashat, it's Azman of Esaidinus. Ayidi come into the Rebbe Rashab. He asked the Eitzah that Napadit is taking him to court. He didn't pay that rent for so many years. So what should he say in court? So the Rebbe Rashab told him what you'll say in court. Say this and you'll be potter. So he asked the Rebbe, he says, what happens if the potter's tain is azay and azay? So he says, you'll say azay and azay. He says, what happens if the potter comes up with this idea? He says, nishge daiga, the potter's davet nishge shmanas. You don't have to worry about it. No, I heard it on the Rebbe Nishmos. Kenzai? Chris. Yeah. So coming on Mala Yitzhak, the Chayzer from Lublin. He told the Chayzer that he has Machshav Zoras during davening. Chayzer says, you don't have Machshav Zoras during davening. Davening is your Machshav Zoras.
It's in Greece, Machshav.
Saying your whole davening is the davening is the daily info. So the bottom line is, some Ashpia once said, one of the Chassidim once said, at the end of davening, you skip to Sim Shalom. You don't skip. You go through Sim Shalom. That's 195 kilometers per minute. And you come to Yil Ratzin Nimrei Fi V'Hegin Liba. You ask Hashem that the utterances of my mouth should Yil Ratzin. They should find favor in your eyes. How do you have a chutzpah to do that? You didn't think one word. They say Yil Ratzin Nimrei Fi. So what's Pshat? During Yil Ratzin, you're also thinking about your business. Not a problem. So it solves all the problems. So when this happens day after day after day after day, you get demoralized. You know, who am I? Who am I? Does God exist? Does David exist? It's a good shaila. It's a good shaila. I don't mean it's a good shaila. The struggle is a good struggle. This is the Alter Rebbe's Chiddush and Tanya. Till Tanya, Yiddishkeit was like this. Either all the Sifrei Musar say, you gotta become a real guy, you gotta be an onov, you gotta be perfect, you gotta be gentle, you gotta be a shuffle, you gotta be holy, you just gotta be
an onov.
An onov, everything. So you read these Sfarim, all the Sfarim, I don't know if you read them, I won't be Yechoshed B'Kshedim, Shishchachma, whatever, Shevet Musar, Chevet Salavavas, Sharei Shuva. Big Svarim, the Chassidim weren't allowed into the Cheder of the Alter Rebbe, they weren't Bucky and all these Svarim. Yeshus Chachma, Shalom. The Rebbe knew all these Svarim on his finger. He would call these Svarim, you should know. The Rebbe knew all these Svarim, Azeir, Yeshus Chachma, Shalom. You should know that you could find your mind in Judaism. Our system has problems, it wasn't designed for it. There's not one Bacher who can't be captivated in the lure of Judaism. I'm not saying everybody's made for Gemara. There are certain guys, I agree, they're not made for it. I'm sorry to say, if the Rosh Hashivas are here, they're not made for it, an hour a day, but that's it. Some guys are good. You could put them 13 hours in front of a Gemara, take the Berserk and put them that 99 hours in front of a Gemara, Mechaya. But, ich mein nicht dir, ich mein der Zayde, but, but other guys, they don't know was willst du von mir. An almana, an agrusha, a ba'ula. Leave me alone. Huh? It's all right, don't worry. I've been there, done it, don't worry. But this is everything. Be original. Be creative with your life. Don't waste your time in these institutions. If you have a chush in Tanakh, go through the whole Tanakh. If you have a chush in Medrash, go through Medrash Rabbah every week. Try it out. Don't give up on yourself. You don't need to go to the computers to substitute. This, for everybody, if you like mysticism, go to Kabbalah. If you want soul, avoda, psychology, depth, go to Chassidus. If you like mathematics, go out into the Sifrei HaRemes. Whatever it is. If you have a rational, that's a speculative, crazy mind who likes to argue if 2 and 2 can be 5 or 6 or yellow or blue, go to the Sifrei Achkila. Sadafa Alaman. Read through, take a Medrash Rabbah Hamavud on Parshas Bullock. Ah. It's very nice. You don't even believe me. It's nice stuff. It's unbelievable stuff. Geschmack, Yiddisha. Saturate your lives with Yiddishkeit. Teire. It's a beautiful discipline. You'll be inspired people. You'll be good people. Nachzel in Yaneinu. So till Dal Tereb, everybody thought Azay. It says in Sfarim, you got to become a tzaddik. So you look in these Sfarim, you say, I'm not an onav. I'm a low life. I'm despicable. I'm very sensual, v'chuli, all the other words you'll put in. So it's not for me. Either I become a con artist, or I become a real guy. And if I'm a real guy, it's not for me. Kum Dal Terebitz again in Tanya Perikov Zayin, and he says, the pasuk you say 3 times a day, V'loi sasuru achere levavchem, v'achere enechem, asheratem zoynem achareyem. Who could be mekayim that pasuk? For that you have to be a zoyna. Part of our mission in life is to fight our ugly shadim and ghosts and demons in our mind and our heart. You have a taiva? Good, great. You have a taiva? You'll have a taiva tonight at 3 in the morning. You'll have a taiva? Take your taiva, smack it in the face, say, out of my life. Ah, das is ayit. You have a taiva? It means you're Jewish. It means you got a life. It means you could serve God. Serving the Eibushter doesn't mean you're complete. Serving the Eibushter doesn't mean you're holy. Serving the Eibushter doesn't mean you're a Chassidus Shabacher. There's no such a thing as a Chassidus Shabacher. I know a lot of Chassidus Shabacher. There's no such a thing.
You think the mashpia here doesn't have a yetzer hara when he walks in the street?
No.
You don't know what you're talking about. Even the Rosh Hashiva. Even the Rosh Hashiva. I'm leaving Melbourne so they can throw me out. 3 o'clock, I'm out of here. Chanya Marazov was from the Gargar Graisa. So he lived in Neville. Chanya Marazov was mamish from the Gresta. Chanya Marazov, Al Chanan Dave Marazov, he was a Tomim and Lubavitch, he was a Chavrusa with the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe Rashab asked him to become his secretary. Become his secretary. So you know what Chanya told him? Chanya said that by Chassidim they know that a secretary could never become a chassid. Could never be a real chassid. Why? Because a secretary sees things that if you're not a Rebbe, it's very hard to still appreciate the Rebbe as a Rebbe. For example, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to see a king in the Beis HaKisei. You know that a king goes to the Beis HaKisei, but if you're going to see him there, he's not going to be the king anymore. The Rebbe is a Rebbe when he sleeps, when he eats, just like during Kiyas Shofar. But when you see him like that, you're not going to be able to understand. That's our Hagmala. And Chanya knew that a secretary sees a lot of things that outsiders don't see. He's not going to be a chassid anymore. So he didn't want to become a secretary. So the Rebbe Rashab had zich batracht. And he said, "You're right." So Chanya said he wants a promise that even if he becomes a secretary, he's not going to become a chassid. I mean, he's not going to become a chassid. The Rebbe didn't promise him. You know what the Rebbe Rashab said? On was is mit mein Mesiris Nefesh? Why don't you think about my Mesiris Nefesh? He became a secretary. You know what he taished to Mesiris? What's the Mesiris Nefesh? What was the Rebbe Rashab telling him? Why don't you think about my Mesiris Nefesh that I'm giving up a chassid? That I'm losing a chassid? For a Rebbe, it's a Mesiris Nefesh. That's what he used to teach. So Chanya Merazov in Neville, I once heard this maisa. Chanya Merazov in Neville was Yutis Kislev, and there was a Fabrengim at one of the big chassidim. So the Bachim of the yeshiva went the long way, so they shouldn't have to go through the city. They went around the river. So somebody tells Chanya Merazov, the Bachim are in a Gevaldike Madrege, because, you know, they couldn't go through the city because there's women or whatever, and they went around the river. So they went around the river, and now let's go to the Fabrengen. And Chanya Merazov said, "Um was mit uns?" The Bachnim, yeah, the Bachnim, they have to go around the river. "Um was mit uns?" That's a chassid. He never denied the struggle. Everybody has to struggle. Zogdal Terebbe and Tanya, don't get depressed. If you sin, then you gotta get depressed. If you struggle, excellent. Excellent. It's the way it's supposed to be. The purpose and mission of life was not to eradicate your nefesh abahamis. The purpose and mission in life was to bring in godliness into the domain of your nefesh abahamis. To harness your animal, to control it, to elevate it, to educate it, to talk to it. I have a taiva in the middle of the night. You got to tell the taiva, smack it in its face, throw it out of the room, and say, "Right now I want to be connected to my soul." That's a zayit. There's no such a thing becoming a chassidish bacher. There's becoming a real person who struggles. You have moments of chassidishkeit, and you have moments of ugliness and despicableness. I don't know if anybody ever entertains the thought of killing somebody. You ever think of mamash killing somebody? It's tamal getracht. Pashat shviches damen. I know a guy, I'm not going to talk about myself now, you think I'm mamish crazy, but there's people, you don't know what goes through people's machshavas, a lot of interesting things. You wouldn't imagine. The Bachnim know, you know what goes through your machshavas. You won't tell anybody, but you know, everybody knows it, what goes through your machshavas. Everybody knows your machshavas are very interesting. Everybody. I'm talking about the real juicy ones. The real juicy ones.
The maisa is, you don't have to get depressed. You know why? Because our machshavas don't create realities begashmis. The Eberse's machshava creates a world. If my machshava would create a world, it would be bad news. If your machshavas would create reality, well, nish given good. So well, that given the dry avedis yaharigva yaver that in bekifle keflayim v'chuli v'chuli. Now, the Rebbe says in Tanya, if you have a hirur ra, he says by a beinini tayvus niyuf perich of zayin. Real juicy stuff, the real not nice stuff. It's fine. Totally fine. The struggle is validated. The struggle is even encouraged and accepted. What do you do with the struggle? That's your choice. So b'meila nachzul in yaneinu. Don't think you're going to reach a state where you experience pure serenity and tranquility. It doesn't happen. Biz Mashiach is a melchama between the Teva and the Ra. The Teva and the Ra in every person. Our job is not to eradicate the evil. Our job is to express our goodness and our holiness despite the Ra that's within us. Unsend in the lanterna, even though there's a darkness there. You have to be mechazik. And that's shaykh to everybody. There's nobody that's above the struggle and there's nobody that's below the struggle. Tzaddikim nabeyim don't have your nefesh abahamas. Tzaddikim of Tanya, but most people have nefesh abahamas. L'chayim brida l'chayim. Lama zagan l'chayim. But sing slow. Everybody knows you can't force a relationship. Bochum will have experience know that you can't force a relationship. You have to do it easy. You gotta go into it easy. A niggin is a relationship. You can't force a relationship. You don't go like this. You don't go. Oh, yeah, nah. Don't kill the niggin. Ease your way in. Melt away with it. Don't kill it. You know what I mean? Have a relationship with what you're doing. Calm down. Merge with it. Become one, let it saturate you. You don't have to be in control of it. It's a relationship. Stop the chagav. It's a bislach. As he was singing the niggun, I was reflecting a little bit. The one tenua gets me. This is niggun is called the Paltava niggun. There's one tenua in the niggun. You heard the Olam singing. There's a mesikus. There was a sweetness. There was a splendor. You can't find anywhere. You can't find it on the internet. You can find a lot, but you can't find this. Chassidim sitting together, you open your hearts. Rabbi Groner from Melbourne had a brother, his name was Moshe Groner. Moshe Groner was an old bach, he never got married. He died a few years ago. If you think Rabbi Groner is a character, Moshe Groner was 10 times better than him. 10 times, I'm telling you. he would. He was a little. He was eccentric. I mean, there's no question about it. So he told me a maisa once. He told me Simchas Torah Tavshin Yud. The last Simchas Torah by the Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe passed away. Yutshva Tavshin Yud. Simchas Torah Tavshin Yud. Friedrich Rebbe was sitting upstairs on the second floor of 770 in his dining room of Hebrengi. I don't know if too many of you have been in that room, but it's a room, it's a regular sized room. And the last years, that's where the Friedrich Rebbe was very, very sick. He couldn't understand him. Bal Yisurim. You see on the video, it's very difficult for him to move. So he was Fabreng Yisim Chastayra Tavshin Yud. And usually he would Fabreng very short. He was a very sick man in the last years. He's paralyzed, half of his body. He passed away suddenly from a heart attack, but he was swollen. So Sim Chastayra was Fabreng for a long time. Very long. He went a whole day. So in the middle, one of his daughters was already after Yom Tov. She wrote a note that according to the instructions of the doctors, you have to stop. And she gave